D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live at Bridgestone Arena at the Jack Daniels Barrel House because you know what? There's going to be a hockey game tonight. The Anaheim Ducks in town to take on the Nashville Predators as this place looks fantastic considering what was happening early Friday morning. And we say hello now to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. Sean Henry has been nice enough to stop by. I know you've done a lot of these things today, done a press conference and had Friday morning. And I talked to you yesterday. I told you I watched Friday morning and you were calm as you usually are, but you had this look on your face of like, did this really just happen? What is going on here?
Well, I've talked to you a few times where I wasn't calm, but.
There's that.
You know, when adversity hits, that really is the few times a year I earn my paycheck, I think, because you do have to be calm. You got to assess where you are, what's going to happen, and, you know, start recovering from where you are. It doesn't matter what it is. In this case, obviously, it was, you know, flooding the building. But as I talked to you on Friday and then again last night, just so humbling to see so many people come rushing out for a building. You know, like, no one's life was in danger. No one was injured. You know, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But hundreds, I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of people were in the building by 9 o'clock without one phone call being made.
Yeah.
So I say that and I say it and I say it, and it's hard to appreciate, but there's an odd bond for this building and this team and this city, and it's sure to pay off. And also the meals started showing up. You know, our partners were sending coffee, donuts, lunch, dinner around the clock. And I called, you know, Andy Marshall from Puckett's, who just so generous.
I know Andy well. Yeah, good man.
He's great, man. So what are you doing? Mm-hmm. He said, you guys were there for us at the start of the pandemic. We're partners. This is what you do. And it was really nice. And then from a city partnership standpoint, you know, by 7 in the morning, you know, water services had, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 people here by 8 o'clock. OEM, no one called them. They just showed up with these crazy trucks that can pump water and rock and sand out. Really amazing. And then, you know, Johnny King, our janitorial partners, they had 40, 50 people in the building by 7 o'clock. Now, we were fortunate. It was a day game, so people were starting to roll in a little bit earlier. But by 9:30, that same company had over 100 people here. And then we reached out to Case Restoration, and they had probably 200 people in the building by noon. It was amazing. It is.
But in the moment, I'm sure, like, because number one, you can't prepare for anything like that. I mean, you know, my dad used to say when in the restaurant business, always have your oh bleep manual. That's not in there. You know, it's just a freak thing that happens. And so I'm sure in the moment you're thinking, this is going to take forever. How are we going to do this? Like, are we going to be able to play any games in the next month or so? And here we are on Tuesday. This happened Friday. You're going to play a game tonight. I know the building's not 100%. It's kind of like a player. You're going to have to get out there and go. But as you talk about all these people, the fact that the ice looks fantastic, the guys skated this morning, both teams did. You got a truck that's going to run the Fang Vision tonight. It's just amazing that this has come together so fast.
Yeah, it really is. That Osh Nike's manual, it gets thicker. You know, every time you know what happens. So now we have a manual for it. But, you know, the best part about a building, and it's just true, it's our fans, it's the employees, it's the players. And that will be here tonight. And it's almost like, you know, the end of the Grinch. The spirit of Christmas is about, you know, not about the presents on the tree. That's how it feels. I mean, our fans will be here. They were reaching out. They were caring about it. Our players can't wait to play again tonight. One, they missed playing here. You know, we missed two games. What a great weekend it was going to be, a doubleheader on Friday, another game on Saturday. That got taken away from our fans, got taken away from our players. So they can't wait to start playing tonight because they want to play in front of our fans. And it's exciting. But you're right, the building is – if this were a normal Tuesday, we'd all be running around with our heads on fire. Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh, look how awful this looks. But it's just the opposite. If you would have seen this on Friday or really even last night, it's incredible where we're sitting right now. Now there's a lot of holes in the wall. We have a lot of drying out to do. We removed all the temporary dehumidification. And HVAC equipment, that'll go back in after Mara Morris. The building still needs to dry out.
Yeah.
It'll probably be the highest humidity.
Yeah, I was having to duck under that yesterday being, you know.
It felt awesome. I had to duck under certain things, too. Yeah, it was great.
Now, are there things, Sean, that the fans that are coming to tonight's game need to look out for? Is there places that may be closed, may not be closed, may be open or whatnot?
Yeah, really the biggest challenge tonight and probably for Friday is going to be our vertical integration, our elevators and our escalators. Right now, half the elevators are out, and they won't be up tonight. Maybe we'll get one more up by Friday. As you can imagine, those pits just filled up with water. You know, they were overflowing. But the fact we had half of them up and running is really good. So we do ask our fans that if you're taking elevators and the escalator out of convenience, maybe tonight's the day we all get in a little better shape and use those stairs. You know, we were going to have some fun with that. We decided to back off. But that's probably the biggest thing. You know, we all, we're such a courteous city. You know, we should defer to the people that have to use those elevators to move around the building. But beyond that, not a whole lot will be different. I mean, the scoreboard won't be as fun as usual, but it's going to be a replay clock, and, you know, everything's going to be functioning on it. We'll be missing a few bells and whistles. From food and beverage standpoint, almost everything at concessions will be up and running. Maybe one or two things will be hard to restock, but we'll be good. Lexus Lounge, which is kind of the showcase of the whole building, that was underwater.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that we're up and running tonight, it's going to be a little different. It's still going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. But maybe the menu is a little bit different than usual.
I had some people who love going to Lexus Lounge. That was the first thing. How is the Lexus Lounge? Please tell me the Lexus Lounge is okay.
I kept saying, Mom, it'll be okay. So I'll tell you, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today, it's been roughest on my wife. Yeah. Because three of my sisters, all their kids, and my mother have been at my house, and I've been here.
Right.
And I love my mom and sisters, but if they were my in-laws, I would divorce me.
Sean Henry is with us, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators.
Sean, I was just trying to get a, you know, I didn't do very well in the physics classes at Vanderbilt, but just the number of gallons of water that got in a, basically a two-hour time span, right? That's an amazing amount of water to get the amount of water that went down there. So what are we talking here? Like, how big was the fire hose, so to speak?
Well, that really is a way to describe it, a fire hose, but on steroids. You know, talking to Scott Porter or Potter from City Water Metro, which they were so good. They had the, I mean, the flood started at 4:30, 4:45 in the morning. Not in our building, by the way. I want to clarify that. Mm-hmm. If I get one more comment of someone saying, why don't you have a flood warning? Why don't you have this alarm go off? Well, because it wasn't our building. This would be like a fire truck pulling up to your house, breaking your window and jamming a hose into your bed.
Yeah, right.
And then blaming you that you didn't wake up early enough. You know, this happened on 6th Avenue, and it happened to face our building and literally just washed out. I mean, blew out a wall, blew out doors, blew out a whole sidewalk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a 10-inch pipe, which is not one of the biggest water mains they have. The biggest water main they have is, I think, 36 inches. So you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably ended up with close to 2 million gallons of water being pumped into the building.
Wow.
So it shot around the concourse. It came in the building right behind you guys over by the kids zone. But it shot in with such force that it blew all the rock and dirt from underground, kind of a washout, into, it happened to be our water room, and covered our whole systems. I mean, just encased it. It looked like concrete being poured. And that washed out all the way down to Mummery into 2nd and even 1st Avenue. You saw these clumps of dirt and rock all over. But on the concourse, picture a whirlpool. That's what it looked like. It was shooting out and whipping around the whole building.
Wow.
All that water had to go somewhere. And water always wins.
Yes.
All that water, you know, 2 million gallons of water ended up on our event level.
Right.
Through our locker room ceilings, into, you know, our dressing rooms. I mean, it's pretty rough. There was literally a waterfall down the down risers of the stairs going on down. And then the loading dock was underwater. About 4 feet deep. There's a great picture of Lawrence Filoni using his new truck, which is, you know, dualies on the back, this major thing that you could never use. Well, he used it because we had to pull our equipment truck out with it. So it was amazing to see. I mean, an NHL video coach is up to his waist in water, pulling the video truck out or the equipment truck out with his own truck. Our AGM, our GM, our assistant coaches were squeezing water and shop backing it out Friday morning because our goal was, well, let's play. You know, it was like Ernie Banks. Man, it's a beautiful day. Let's go. Let's play too.
Yeah, let's find a way.
And then we realized, you know, pretty quickly, you know, by 8:30 or 9 that morning, there's no way in the world we can. I mean, our life safety was down. I mean, everything was down in the building. But the goal still was, okay, can we make Saturday happen? And then we realized there's no way we can. And then it was, uh-oh, are we going to be able to play again this week, this month, this season? The flood from a damage standpoint has been worse than the flood in 2010 for this building.
Mm.
2010 was 1,000 times worse for the city. I mean, too many lives were lost and livelihoods were changed. But for our building, this has been worse because the water came in on the concourse level and
went
down.
And it went down instead of coming
up. As opposed up. Now, that was dirty water. This is clean water, so there's some, you know, ups and downs. But we'll end up having to replace every piece of sheetrock, every ceiling tile, every floor surface in the event level. You know, and that's going to take you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It's hard to get building materials. And that's why Tim Friedenberg and Kyle Clayton, our vice presidents of operations and business, I don't know how they did what they did, but before Friday was over, there were about 30 pallets of ceiling tile. Mm. There were 10 pallets of carpet tile. I mean, they just had things rolling. I don't even want to know how they got it or where they got it from. I'm not asking too many questions. But the others, we had 1,000 fans in the building. I mean, you were here yesterday. You saw them still out. We have the greatest fans in the world. It turns out so does our restoration company, just different kinds.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fans here tonight, that is for sure. Team USA is taking a 1-0 lead over Iran in the World Cup. So I know you, and I know how your brain works in that you're always looking new ideas and thinking of, okay, how can I turn a negative into a positive? And you've always been that way. We thought during the pandemic there were things that we did that are like, hey, this is actually a good idea. Why don't we do this all the time? So I'm sure it hasn't happened yet.
No, we're not installing a water slide.
No, that's not where I'm going.
The whirlpool, the hot tubs.
It's hot tub night here at Bridgestone. But as you go through the restoration process and you know that there's things you're going to have to fix, you know, how much of that, okay, well, now we have an opportunity to maybe do something we've been thinking about that we haven't had time to do or resources to do. How much of that do you think is going to happen over the next 6 months?
Oh, definitely happen. You know, you have a chance to look at things a little differently, repurpose some rooms. You know, the flood in 2010, our coaches' room, our video room, and our weight room all used to be housed in what is now our locker room.
Yep.
And then we looked at it and said, that was a storage area. How do we take this space and just use the same space in the building?
That's where Lexus Lounge came from too, right? Some of that.
Almost. Yeah, I'm not going to correct you on air in front of all your friends and family. But
I'm
it that showed us that anything's possible in storage room. So there you go. But, yeah, if you don't look at things a little differently, you're missing an opportunity to always take a step forward. Right now, the only focus is on tonight and Friday, and then we'll see where we go.
Absolutely. Sean, I know you're crazy busy, but thanks so much for stopping by today. And we're glad to be here, glad that there's going to be a game tonight, and good luck moving forward.
Now, I appreciate you guys, and seriously, the number of people that reached out from the station over the weekend, it really is nice. You remember who your real partners are, who your friends are. I appreciated your call Friday. You didn't offer to come help, but I do appreciate you.
That's not true. I'll read the text.
You were absolutely in. You're like a brother of us. If you really need me, I can. No. You were wonderful.
So it reminded me, I kind of had a laugh. You know, try to find positives and everything. When the flood happened in 2010, I'm stranded in Murfreesboro. I can't get to Nashville because 24 is underwater. My dad calls me in a panic. He's at the restaurant. He's like, Chase, I need you. I go, Dad, I can't get there. What's going on? He sends me a picture, and the water is coming up to the back door of the building. And my dad, I got to find it, has a mop, and he's literally trying to push it back out the back door. And like, I thought of that of I don't think that's gonna work, Dad.
But I just thought the Crown Prince of Bellevue would have been at his dad's side. I would. I tried, but hey,
no, I did. I tried. I couldn't get there.
The pride of MTSU.
Hey, Sean, there's boats out there. He could have used the boat.
Yeah, there's always could. You just didn't.
There was a party. Just had to get to it.
Okay, Sean, thank y'all.
Yeah, that is Sean Henry, the president and CEO, joining us here on the show. Come back, wrap things up. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.